A 1-2 offering from Schmidt. Freddie swings and belts the ball right field, hooking toward the corner. Hello, short porch, and hello, Freddie Freeman. For a third straight game in this World Series, five straight World Series games overall, Freddie Freeman goes deep.
Thank you, Dodgers Radio. It's Freddie Freeman's World Series, and we're all just spectators, especially the Yankees. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Freddie Freeman, 7 RBI in this World Series. Pearl, that's the same as the entire New York Yankees lineup, that vaunted lineup. Well, they just can't buy a hit right now.
Oh, it's got to be so painful because the Dodgers scored early last night, too, and the Yankees just had so many chances. And just Aaron Judge and the heart of that lineup is kind of coming up short.
They are coming up woefully short. Now, Giancarlo Stanton doing his part. You could say Juan Soto's doing some stuff, but it's been, to me, the Dodgers winning every facet of this game. And yeah, the final scores haven't been super dominant, but I think they took a mental edge with the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam, and that's coaching and manager decisions that you can be second-guessing. And they just have taken, they've done everything right, and it feels like the Yankees can't do anything right.
I don't know. It feels like they're holding on for dear life every game, too. And I'm really surprised. I'm surprised the Yankees isn't getting to the Dodgers bullpen. The whole thing is very weird here. Both of games 2 and 3 were incredibly disappointing. I find, and I'm not sure if you agree with this, losing a baseball game for a team you root for is the worst sport to lose in.
Oh, it's the most,
because there's
painful,
no clock,
without a doubt.
And you do not know when the pain's going to end. It's just
right.
Like a slow, torturous process, and especially the way the Yankees are playing.
Well, I also think, and this is maybe a bigger philosophical thing, I think the most drama you can have in sports, like I get a fourth down, I understand free throws maybe with no time left on the clock in a basketball game. Like, there's other really dramatic things. But two outs, bottom of the ninth. Like, there's just nothing that beats the drama of it. And on the flip side, there's nothing that beats the pain because it's so slow.
Right.
You know, there's nothing you can do. You can't speed it up. You can't press, you know, and it's just sitting there helpless as a fan. I agree. It's the worst.
Especially too, because for this Yankees team felt like, oh my God, finally we're back. You know, after it's been a long time.
Yes, it's so nice.
And it just felt like the expectations were very high that at the very least this would be a 6 or 7 game series. I don't think I heard one expert or one fan where in New York say, oh, this is going to be a sweep. It feels like a nightmare.
You know, on the flip side of this, for the Dodgers, though, this one is so necessary, not because you're trying to win every game. I get that. You're trying to win every year. But that 2020 World Series is not.
Yeah.
Thought of, at least I'll speak for myself, I do not believe that is a true World Series. I don't. 60 games is not a baseball season. We've seen plenty of teams get off to good starts with 60 games. You were not in your home stadium, no travel. Everything about that 2020 World Series is just, to me, Perloff, yeah, a giant asterisk. So for the Dodgers, for Dave Roberts, for everybody, this is huge. You needed one to truly validate what this era of Dodger baseball is.
Oh, absolutely. And the funny thing, I think we disagree a little bit, this is not the Dodgers team either. Like, their pitching staff is a hodgepodge unit. And obviously you have Otani, which is different. But
Yamamoto was worth the money. I mean, they added him and he's healthy.
Yeah, is he? You sure he's worth the money?
I mean, they won game two. Yeah.
But they used to go 8 all-stars deep to the lineup, sort of, is not the most potent Dodgers lineup we've ever seen. So it's really like, you know, listen, I'm not claiming to be Tom Verducci. I'm not in the day-to-day baseball, but I did not hear a lot of people talking about this Dodgers team. Everyone's like, they don't have the pitching. The fact is they don't. Look at that. I can't believe their bullpen is surviving against this Yankees lineup.
Yeah, well, it turns out Yankee pitching, even more disappointing, you know, and to be honest,
it's been okay. I mean, 3-9 innings, 4-4. It's not, and also too, it's not like they've been getting pounded. Like, the Dodgers are kind of creating runs.
Yeah.
A lot of stolen bases.
I don't know. I mean, this was a Yankee team that the bullpen was always going to be a question mark, a lot like the Dodgers. And then you thought you found guys who could solidify the back end, but clearly, when there's a step up in weight class and hitting, then it hasn't been there.
They got nothing from their starters the last two games.
And the other, yeah, Rodon. The only thing is about, this is why Gerrit Cole, I can't understand and fathom what the Yankees are thinking right now. So Gerrit Cole, who started game one, so that was Friday. It's now Tuesday. It's the World Series. You got the highest contract of any free agent pitcher ever, all time. And you're not going on short rest because they need you for a game five? There is no game five. And Luis Gil is a rookie. And this is a huge spot to be putting him into. It almost feels like you're throwing him to the wolves a little bit. And so you're going to potentially get swept out of the World Series with your highest paid pitcher on the bench? Who's thinks this is a good idea? This is like our friend Dave Damashek, who always asks if the Super Bowl is a must-win game. Like, it's a must-win, guys. Take care of game five. You disagree, EJ?
No, I disagree. Maybe it's just how resigned I am to the Yankees losing this series, but part of me is like, does it matter if you lose in five or four? Yes, in theory, this is the game you have to win, so you want Cole on the mound. It just feels like to me, like kind of like Pat Boyle said in the last segment, why I do think Boone lost in the series in game one. If you can't hit, you can't hit. You can't win a game 0-0. And Cole's probably not going to go nine innings, especially on three games rest. So part of me is like, 3 days rest, sorry. So part of me is like, yeah, I mean, it would make sense, but they can't hit. It doesn't like really matter even if Cole gives you a gem.
They should need a straitjacket to keep him from going out to the mound.
Sure they do. He's kind of crazy. I'm sure he wants the ball.
Yeah, but he's also crazy about his routines and stuff like that, and everything's got to be perfect. So I don't know, but I'd like to believe that he is doing everything he can to try to talk his way into that game. Yes, Nico?
I agree with you that you have to take it one game at a time, but at some point you do have to win four games, and the Dodgers today are going with a bullpen game.
Right.
So I think their thought process is win the game when the Dodgers have a bullpen game, then you have Cole for game five. Like,
oh, I get it.
Don't push all the chips to game four, because then there's nothing left behind that.
I know, but the problem is the Dodgers have been winning these bullpen games. So it's not a given that you're going to be able, and this team can't hit the ocean. I don't know. I think that the urgency, there's no bigger urgency.
Yeah.
To me, maybe I'm oversimplifying.
It's 3-0. I mean, what are we talking about here? Like, who cares, right?
It's the off season. So again, who cares? Why not pitch them?
By the way, did the Dodgers just destroy the Mets pitching? I'm surprised you blame the Yankees pitching. Like, this Dodgers have been definitely, like, they're a little bit off, too, except for Freeman. I can't believe, can we get back to Ohtani for a second?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You guys thought Ohtani should have been out there last night? I was in literal pain watching him try and swing a bat. And every time he swung, it seemed to get his shoulder worse. Like, what are you doing? You're up 3-0. You wouldn't think there's any urgency, and you know he's not going to hit. There's no way he's going to hit a home run with this shoulder.
But think about it. He's still impacted the game because he draws a leadoff walk, and then Freddie Freeman hits a home run, and now you're up 2-0. And that's an insurmountable lead these days for the Yankees.
I know, but that's not like whatever the win impact. He had one walk and was 0-3, right? It wasn't like gangbusters. I'm not quite sure why he's out there. I was shocked watching the social media before. He shows up in a sling. Who walks up to a baseball game in a sling and then plays? What is happening here?
So,
he's hurt.
Well, he is, but again, he's still impacting the game, even if you don't think so. This is you know, every at-bat matters.
He looked really, really bad on several at-bats last night, I thought.
So there's a story up on ESPN. Apparently, Ohtani sent like a text to the group chat or like the team text message that said something about, was it Bellinger who also had a bad shoulder the year that they won in 2020? So he's like, this is a sign of good luck. I'll see you guys in New York. I guess he was taking a different plane. I don't know, but he's fired up.
I felt bad. I was going to say, did he text him bet the over?
I mean, that was from Ipe. You now have a call from Los Angeles County Correctional. It's Ipe, bet the over.
Wait, I have a question. Do you think, I mean, can Ipe, I guess he can't bet on baseball behind, but I mean, I almost wonder, is he somehow...
Is he putting action on this?
Yeah.
Well, he's in California. Presumably, he can't leave the state right now, I would imagine. Or is he even in custody? I don't know what his situation is.
Did he send him to jail yet? I don't remember.
I don't think he's in jail yet. We need to double check it, but that's the whole thing.
I have no idea.
You can't do FanDuel and DraftKings and any of that stuff in California. So he'd have to call the bookie back. And that guy's phone's going straight to voicemail. Because I think he might be in jail. or very close to it. Anyway.
I think, again, also the Dodgers kind of need some offense. Like, Ohtani, if not, they, it's a designated hitter. Throw somebody else in there and let Ohtani rest.
Yeah, but this is almost like when you say you don't need to be faster than a bear. You just have to be faster than the person you're running with to escape the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need this much offense? You just need enough to beat the Yankees, and the Yankees are giving you bupkis. So you don't have to be this all-time world beater laying everything out. You just have to be better than the Yankees, and right now that has looked pretty easy for LA.
I just think they think it's really cool to have Ohtani out there for the world, especially if it's a game clincher. They're going to want Ohtani on the field. He looks severely injured to me. And the fact that every at-bat he sprints into the locker room, obviously, to get some kind of treatment. Last night the Dodgers, they really should not be up 3-0 in the series. They're not playing up 3-0 baseball at all. They had five hits last night.
I know, but they're doing everything just better than the Yankees. They're not having, well, listen, I know they had a guy who got thrown out at home plate too last night, but it just feels like they're just a little bit crisper, just a little.
Yeah, they're way better fielding team. I mean, Smoltz said it last night. The Yankees, if the Yankees could feel as well as the Dodgers, they win game one
sure. And to be honest, that's a problem in the organization because that's been a problem going back to people have been complaining about the Yankees' defense for years. John Sterling had the call that the Yankees were running bases like they were drunk. He was talking about his own team, you know, and they've always been a mess on the bases, and it has not gotten cleaned up.
Well, when you have Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton, you shouldn't need to worry about fielding or running the bases. You should be trotting the bases after these guys are hitting 58 homers a year.
I know, but you know what's different in the playoffs? It's always different
Why,
in the playoffs
though?
Because the pitch, well, in theory, the pitching gets better, but, you know.
I don't know. I mean, they still, obviously.
Pitching always Aaron Judge, gets hitting in the World Series.
Aaron Judge should be hitting better. I mean, you say that, but Aaron Judge should be doing something.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I mean, and he's the one who's going to wear it. I just think it's interesting that EJ was asking before whether the Yankees were giving him the captaincy. You know, here's the thing, though, about that. I don't think they regret it. And we're talking about the last Yankee captain was Derek Jeter. He went to way more World Series. The Yankees were just making it to the World Series all the time, and he was coming through in big moments. The Yankees don't make it to the World Series now. This is the anomaly for them. And yeah, he's been bad. He's been bad in the postseason, period.
But is he the reason why they haven't made the World Series as often?
No. I still think it's pitching, ultimately.
I think there's no rhyme or reason who makes a World Series in the baseball as my friend Billy Bean, Moneyball, said it's a crapshoot once that postseason starts, and that's just the way it is. Baseball's so temperamental. Just the fact that the Yankees have gotten this cold right now, I don't know if any analytics in the world, like it's what Billy Bean always said, analytics will win you a lot of regular season games. Something happens in the playoffs. Maybe it's the way people respond to pressure. Is that the biggest factor?
Sure. Yeah. I think that's an aspect to it. Let's go to Rich, who's in California. Rich, good morning. How are you?
The fact of the matter is the back of the Yankee lineup hasn't done a thing.
Yep, them too.
They are. I mean, Judge gets the blame because Judge gets the headlines. But the fact of the matter is, if you've got nobody to drive in, what are you going to do? It's pretty much after Stanton, you fall off the edge of the earth.
Yeah, I think that the biggest part is that Judge has the protection of Stanton behind him, you know? So you've got a pitch to Judge, and he's swinging through every... It's not like they're pitching around him. I mean, they can because now he's swinging at everything under the sun, but he has protection. But you're right, Volpe has not been good. Rizzo has not been good. I mean, what are you expecting really from Trevino?
But correct me if I'm wrong, Judge has got a lot of runners because the top of the lineup has been getting on base. So Judge has been up there with guys on base a lot.
He's been awful in every instance of it.
Yeah, no, it's been terrible. But so but you just said that Judge isn't getting up there with players on base.
Yeah, but the point being that it can't be all Judge.
Mm.
The fact of the matter is you need that back of the lineup to come around so that they have stuff, or at least more runners to bring in. I mean,
yeah, table
I'm a Giants
centers.
Fan. I've watched futility.
Well, you've watched some success too, Rich. Thank you so much.
Chisholm's come up with in some big spots and not really delivered feel like the Dodgers are eager to get to him. I agree. After Stanton, if you're rooting against the Yankees, like, just get through Stanton, and then you're okay.
Our pal Big Friendly on the line in L.A. Good morning, Big Friendly.
Hey, what's up, Maggie? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. EJ the EP, my man on the news, and Daddy Cool. Now, Daddy Cool, I got nothing but respect and admiration for you.
Hmm.
But the way you're carving my Dodgers apart like it's Thanksgiving dinner, I would agree with you. They're not playing A1 ball, but they're playing ball good enough to beat the Yankees that haven't showed up yet.
Definitely. But like, what's happening, like the Dodgers, like the story is not that the Dodgers are hammering the Yankees. They're finding new ways to win.
Yeah, okay, but Daddy Cool, let me ask you a question. We're on the basketball court. If you can't shoot a jumper, you may take it down low. You're going to find out what you can do to score. Right now, the Dodgers are doing what they need to do to win. And once again, I agree. It's not A1 ball. But they've shown up, and other players besides Ohtani have showed up and showed out. Judge has showed up to get paid. He hasn't showed up on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Soto has showed up when he wanted to cash a check. And Stanton's the only one swinging the bat. So you got Edmonds, you got Kike, you got the other Hernandez, you got Taylor, you got Smith, you got everybody else in the Dodger lineup contributing,
yep.
And Ohtani's not, and we're still up 3-0.
Yep. And by the way, don't tell me for one second, Big Friendly, that Dave Roberts is out managing Aaron Boone, because that sacrifice bunt in game one almost made me want to throw a baseball through the TV. So I'm not sure that's the storyline. Because Dave Roberts is and Aaron Boone are basically the same guy in many ways.
I would say this, and then I'll let you guys go. I'm not going to say he's out coaching him. I'm not going to say Aaron Boone's doing a bad job. All I'm going to say is that the Los Angeles Dodgers, the first time I called you guys, we spoke about if the Dodgers didn't win at least 3 World Series, that this was a shame. Now, the Dodgers are up 3-0 in the first year.
Yep.
Can we at least give them a little bit of credit that they might know what they're doing?
Oh, all the credit. I'm saying the Dodgers are winning this series. Big Friendly, great to hear from you, pal. Thanks for calling in. And we're asking you, are the Yankees blowing it or are the Dodgers winning this series? And I think the Dodgers are winning it. And I also, you're asking, why is Ohtani out there? I think Big Friendly's onto something. This is the start of a decade with this guy. Winning this World Series and having him, he already is a part of it, obviously, mm-hmm. a massive part of it, but having him be in the lineup still sets the tone for the next decade.
I'm not sure I understand. Like, what's the difference? He's still going to be there. By the way, hopefully he'll be there next year. I'm telling you, I look at his shoulder, he's going to have surgery. And we know for quarterbacks, like, how long do you think, when are we going to see him again? If he could get through this without surgery, that means that the shoulder is going to come out all the time, too. Like, this would be something we're dealing with forever.
Okay, but what's more important to me, I guess, is even if he has to have surgery, it's not, you don't know it's going to wipe out a year. It could wipe out a few months. It might take him a little bit to get back. But the fact is, if he can come back and he can be pitching and hitting, then you've got it. Like, then you're still in position, because the Dodgers can win regular season games. And the Dodgers can win division titles, quite frankly, without Ohtani.
Yeah, maybe I'm just going on quarterbacks, but a torn labrum, at least 9 months.
855-212-4227. See you guys on the phones. You want to weigh in on the World Series? Again, we're asking you, are the Dodgers winning it or are the Yankees blowing it?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. We are breaking down the Yankees-Dodgers game last night. Disappointing 3 games for the Yankees. The Dodgers, it's so funny because they were just pounding the ball against your Mets, Maggie. They're just doing enough to get by right now. This, to me, is like the worst possible way for the Yankees to go out, if they go out.
I know.
I can't even imagine a more nightmare scenario than Aaron Judge just going into a batting coma at the worst time of year.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying if, when they go out. I mean, they're up 3-0. I don't think a team in the World Series, I saw the stat, a team that goes up 3-0 in the World Series, not just the playoffs, but the World Series, doesn't even get to a game 6.
Yeah.
So this is not the Red Sox-Yankees 2004 ALCS. And by the way, the Yankees, this version of the Yankees, have never shown you that they have that kind of grit and toughness. This is not how they're made. They're more of a front-running team.
Well, no team in baseball history apparently has shown that kind of grit and toughness.
But you know, there are some teams that you know, known for comebacks and
one,
known for...
There's one team who's done this.
Yeah, the Red Sox. But, and that wasn't even the World Series. But anyway, we're asking you guys, has the Dodgers, are they winning this World Series or are the Yankees blowing it? Sean is our pal in Oregon. What's up, Sean?
Hey, you guys. The Dodgers are winning this.
Yeah.
This has been the... We're just flying with Freddie Freebird here. And he's the MVP. And I'll tell you what, this has been something. But those Bronx Bombers, they're looking more like Bronx Bums. There's going to be a shakeup going in that organization as soon as the Dodgers are done beating them up.
Oh, Sean, if only. Yankee fans have been asking for shakeups for years. The team doesn't do it. Boone will be back. Everyone's going to be back. Although, I don't know about what Stanton's situation is. He's still got a year left, right?
Got a couple years.
So I don't know if he had an opt-out. Anyway.
Then I'm hearing maybe Juan Soto come to the Dodgers. We're looking forward to that.
Rich get richer, Sean. Enjoy it.
Hey, we're loving this. This is going to be a bad dream for those boys when they wake up this morning.
Yeah, I mean, Sean, I think all that's left to answer is this going to be a sweep or are the Yankees going to make it interesting at all? Looked up a little bit on bullpen games, so that's what the Dodgers are throwing tonight. They are winning postseason bullpen games at a clip of 67%, while everyone else in baseball is winning at a clip of 35%. They're used to this. And we're going back now a couple years, and obviously the Dodgers make it to the postseason all the time, so maybe those numbers are inflated, but...
Can we jump ahead for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
If Ohtani is really hurt, and he's going to miss part next year, does that change the calculus on what the Dodgers will spend for Soto, too?
Oh, I would think like deals are so long though.
I know. I just think like the Dodgers are like they're like the Yankees. They have to win every year. There's pressure to win every year. So I was just watching a highlight on TV. I mean, Ohtani is majorly injured. He's standing at first base, doing a little self-made splint. So anyway, I agree with Sean. Like I can't wait to see Soto out in LA. He's going to look really gorgeous with my Dodgers.
I mean.
Although, unless this Philly could... Can you imagine how many homers Soto could hit in that Philadelphia ballpark, too?
Why would he want that aggravation? He's got the fan base turn on him in 5 seconds, and Philadelphia will be booing him by April 20th.
Bryce Harper is hitting God in Philly.
He'll be hitting 350 on the year, and he'll go for an 0-for-19 slump, and then he'll want to retire.
Whatever. We cheer Trey Turner and turn around the man's life.
Yeah, because our friend Jack Fritz basically had to make an appeal to everyone in the city of Philadelphia to change the behavior that they've had for the last 100 years.
Is that Jack? There's a documentary right now on this. Have you guys seen this?
No.
It's called The Turnaround, and it's about... It wasn't Jack. It was some fan started this movement to cheer Trey Turner. There's a gigantic documentary on Netflix. Like, it's bizarre. And even I'm a Phillies fan. I can't even watch it.
It was Jack.
The
producer for the afternoon show.
Okay. But yeah. The Netflix documentary is not about Jack as far as
I
say.
I thought he had a big hand in it. He's got a microphone,
sure he did.
Obviously. Let's go to Adrian, is our friend in Maryland. Adrian, what do you think about the World Series?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I think the Dodgers are winning it. And as I told EJ, this is what happens when you have basically, I'm going to say 2.5 batters, 2.5 out of 9 players in the lineup. If one of them goes cold, just like what happened to L.A. and the Dodgers last year with Arizona, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman went cold and they lost. They got swept by Arizona. So this is exactly what's going to happen because the advanced scouts in the Major League Baseball in the playoffs will find a hole in your swing, and that's what's happened to Judge. That's my take on it.
Adrian, it's a good take. I also think Aaron Judge is pressing beyond belief.
Yeah.
I think you're right. They're getting him. He has no idea what's coming with the breaking pitches, and he's super late on the fastball. So he's all mixed up, but I think it's gotten his head now.
At this time, he has to press because he's trying so hard because he's trying to get out of this slump. Baseball is such a finicky sport. You're either cold or hot. You're never something warm or lukewarm. You're always like Stanton. He's super hot in the playoffs, but he also can be super cold.
Oh, so, Judge looks like Stanton when Stanton's on a cold streak, waving at everything, terrible balls in the dirt, stuff he would never swing at in the regular season.
And the Dodgers, the only thing they're doing is they're saying Soto is not going to beat us. Soto's not going to beat him. And when Soto gets up, he can beat him because he's put the Yankees in the lead. So they're not going to let Soto beat him. They'll let Judge beat him. And obviously, as you can see, Judge is in this huge slump. So there you go. There's your game. There's just like LA and Arizona last year.
You know, Adrian, it's a good point, and it's interesting just to remember a year ago when this was Freeman and Betts. And I know Freeman turned on a little bit, but they were bad. They were bad. They got swept by the Diamondbacks. And look at now. So I guess if you're taking any solace in this as a Yankee fan, you're thinking if we get back, we'll be better. I don't know. Judge has never been good in the postseason, though. He doesn't really have a great tracker. He turned on a tiny bit earlier in these playoffs. But again, Royals, Guardians.
Kershaw finally won a couple games in the postseason. I mean, he actually saved his legacy a little bit, don't you think? Because he was Aaron Judge. Does anyone disagree with that? He was the biggest, like the greatest regular season player who just couldn't do anything in the postseason. Eventually, it took a long, long time. He won a few games. So I think there's hope.
I just feel like if they lose Soto, this could be a one and done for the Yankees in terms of World Series appearances. Because we also forget.
In the Judge era.
Yes, because we forget that this American League was not only not up to snuff, but it's also kind of young, right? Like, the Orioles are kind of on the come up. I think the Guardians are kind of on the come up. The Tigers are on the come up. Like, these are teams that, in theory, can get better. Like, they're right now kind of light years away from the Yankees, but the Yankees have all their guys in their prime. If they lose Soto and he's gone, now you're really focused on Judge, and he really is the guy. How many more years you got out of Stanton? This feels like a major, major missed opportunity for the Yankees. It feels like this was a series that should have been an absolute heavyweight fight that goes 6-7 games, and them getting swept like this could
if
have
ramifications.
Yeah, or even they lose in five games. Like, I just feel like this is going to have ramifications for years to come.
I don't know. Like, you're really afraid of the Orioles and the Tigers if you're the Yankees?
They've been losing to the Rays, yes.
And I don't know. It's just, you know what? They should be able to figure out a way to spend enough to be able to beat those teams.
They've been able to do it for 20 years.
Baseball's also super cyclical. Like, next year, the Mariners had an unbelievable pitching staff. They couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag.
Yeah.
Like, that team can win 100 games next year if they have any semblance of hitting. The Orioles were phenomenal in the first half. There's not a doubt in my mind the Yankees re-signed Soto. Especially like this, they get embarrassed. They got embarrassed 2 years ago by the Astros and then missed the playoffs. That spurred them to make the trade for Soto. They're getting embarrassed right now in the World Series.
Yeah.
Owner Hal Steinbrenner, he will absolutely pay
Juan Soto.
That's
interesting. Yeah. The fact that would they feel the pressure and embarrassment to have to sign him? I think they're also very much about the bottom line.
They are. But
they had one bad season that went bananas in the offseason. Like, I agree with Pat there, because I read this story about how last year informed all their thinking. They're like, we cannot be this bad. Because they've won pretty much 100 games every year Judge has been there, right?
Yeah,
it's not like they fall off. Yeah, they don't fall off.
Well, they missed the playoffs. But they also, you know, to be fair, they do make some knee-jerk reactions. Like, when they missed out on Ohtani, they traded for Stanton. And it looked like a terrible idea until now he's the only guy hitting in the postseason.
But my point, they haven't really been cyclical. They've been there every year almost, maybe one or two down years.
I mean, just in the league in of itself. Like, remember, you know, for a couple of years, the Rays were one of the best teams. Everybody thought the Blue Jays were going to be great, and their young stars have not really panned out. Say what you will about Vladdy, but...
See, the one thing about the Rays, though, is you know that they always are going to end up trading those guys. So the moment anyone's really good, you have them for a tiny bit, and then you're going to trade them.
But, like, would it stun anybody if the Red Sox win 95 games next year? How many times have they gone worse to first?
Couple.
But, you know, you say, like, the Orioles and the Tigers, it's, like, kind of hard to believe that they're going to be a consistent threat to the Yankees just based on the last 40 years.
But the Orioles and Yankees were neck and neck the entire season.
And the Orioles have new ownership.
But are they going to be consistently there like the Yankees are? The Yankees have been in the playoffs seven out of the last 8 years.
They absolutely have the players,
too. They did
too.
The process.
And Maggie, you know, too, with New York ownership, that they will cut costs, cut corners on the margins. But when it comes to getting the stars, you know that they'll get it. They'll get one if they need it. Cole?
Hey, yeah. Is there anyone else this year besides Juan Soto? Is there anybody floating around?
As far as, like, big-time free agents?
Yeah, I keep hearing Soto, but it feels like it starts and ends with Juan Soto.
And Pete Alonso. Not to keep it in New York, but he's another free
agent.
That
could not happen, right? That couldn't happen.
What?
To the Yankees? God, that would make me laugh so hard.
I
can't imagine that he'd be their kind of guy.
Corbin Burns is a free agent again.
Yeah.
I did see a stat that the Yankees have not had a home run hit by a first baseman since July 31st.
Wow.
So maybe they would be looking for a power hitting first baseman.
What did you say he's not that kind of guy? In what sense? Like, he's not serious enough? He's kind of like a big puppy dog?
No, I just don't know if they would take the Mets, if they would poach the Mets like that. If they would get into a bidding war with the Mets and then want to poach the Mets guy.
But if they lose Soto to the Mets, hypothetically, then why wouldn't they, I don't know, it kind of makes sense. But I think of gigantic home run hitters. They have Stanton, Judge. Might as well add in Alonso to make it a home run derby every single night.
Pat, you got headlines for us?
Yep, and we're sponsored by LinkedIn. Let LinkedIn's deep candidate insights help you find your next Pro Bowl hire today. To post your job for free, go to linkedin.com/recruitment. Terms and conditions apply. So, yeah, Freddie Freeman homered again. Two-run shot to the short porch and right at Yankee Stadium off Clark Schmidt. That was in the first inning. The Dodgers pitching stifled the Yankees' bats again, winning Game 3 last night 4-2 to move one win away from winning their eighth title in franchise history. It's a commanding 3-0 series lead. Manager Dave Roberts not getting excited just yet.
We have got to stay focused, stay urgent. I think offensively, to be quite honest, we left a lot of runs out there tonight. Still found a way to win a ball game. And there's just got to be urgency.
Starter Walker Buehler, the latest Dodger pitcher to shut down the Yanks offense. 5 shutty with 2 walks and 2 hits. Allowed the only Yankee offense coming from Alex Verdugo when they were down to their final out. A 2-run shot in the 9th. We've detailed Aaron Judge's slump. Another hitless night. He's now 1-for-12 in the World Series with 7 Ks. On the other side, Shohei Ohtani. Perloff, I heard you say it earlier this hour. He showed up in a sling after he partially dislocated his shoulder while trying to steal a base in Game 2. He went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run, and after the game through his non-gambling addict interpreter, if he needs surgery.
I haven't had further conversations about the future plan. I think it's something that's going to happen after the season is over, do additional testing. But in terms of how I feel now, I don't think so.
We're never going to know.
And he's holding it. I mean, is he milking it or he's holding his shoulder in place while he was running yesterday?
No, he said he's got something on it. Like there's something on the shoulder that he's wearing. And according to him, he was holding it in place like a brace. But yeah, it doesn't look good. We still don't know exactly what kind of surgery he had on the pitching elbow. It wasn't Tommy John this
last time. It was the Bryce Harper surgery, right?
But they won't confirm what it is. Like, we're not going to.
But obviously, the fact that he got back out there shows that it was that whatever. They have a new kind of short-term hitting Tommy John. Do you guys want to hear my shoulder sling story?
You got one?
Oh, yeah. College, intramural finals. Our starting quarterback gets hurt. Perloff steps in. This is flag football.
Wow.
Flag football. For some reason, and I don't know why it's flag football, I get rocked. I throw the ball. I think I was throwing to Cliffy. And Cliff caught it, and I hurt my shoulder so bad. I swear, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to have surgery on my shoulder.
Like Turns Wedding out, Crashers? Or like Bradley Cooper just slam you to the ground?
It was, yeah, like we do
red
crab
seven,
cakes in football.
Seven.
So I went to the infirmary at my college and got a sling, and they put a sling on it. So I'm walking around in a sling. I show up at the party later that night wearing a sling and be like, I'm going to kill.
Old guy, football injury, ladies. Yeah. Don't mind me.
My guy friends laughed so hard at me that I had a sling for a bruise that I immediately took it off. And I'm like, oh, this thing is doing nothing. But I just will always remember everybody was laughing at me because I showed up at a sling to a gigantic party at Dartmouth. And you can't just like, Pat, you're single. Don't try it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but you guys win the game?
No, we got killed.
Oh. Well, you can say, hey, that I stepped in, there played quarterback, and threw a touchdown pass.
For an intramural game?
Now what's your SAT score, babe?
Well, it's Dartmouth, so we all know it's off the chart. How many guys named Dartmouth, how many guys at Dartmouth are named Cliff?
Yeah.
Probably a few.
20% of the population.
Chads, Brads, and Cliffs.
Cliff was
No Chads and Brads.
No Chads and Brads
Cliffs,
at Dartmouth?
Probably a lot of Walters.
No, Cliff was actually...
Warren.
Cliff was from the Deep South.
Warren.
Cliff was from Alabama, and his name was Cliffy. Is Cliff one of those names? I'm not sure. Like
Cliff seems preppy to me.
No, I see. I think old. Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's been named Cliff in
I'll
the
U.S.
database
guys,
since like 1990.
Yeah, it's like Marjorie. Like if you certain names. Anyway, so I tried to like impress the ladies with a sling. It didn't work. So my point is, if Ohtani's out there with a sling, he's needing surgery, and it's coming fast and soon, no matter what his interpreter says.
Yeah. So your moral of the story was he did not impress the Bronx ladies last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he get married? Is he worried about
the ladies? Yeah.
Really quickly, game four tonight, Luis Gil tries to keep the Yankees' season alive. Bullpen game for the Dodgers as they try to sweep. Monday Night Football, Calvin Austin ran a punt back 73 yards for a touchdown to break a 9-9 tie in the third quarter, then caught a 29-yard touchdown catch from Russell Wilson. Pittsburgh's defense closed it out, forcing turnovers on the final two Giants drives. Steelers win it 26-18 to improve to 6-2. Russell Wilson, 278 yards and that touchdown. Najee Harris also had a big game, 114 yards on the ground. Meanwhile, for the Giants, Daniel Jones threw for 264, but those two turnovers while trying to tie the game in the fourth quarter, both were his. Strip sack by TJ Watt right outside the red zone, and then a bad overthrow for an interception on the final drive. Giants are 2-6. They play Jaden Daniels and the Commanders on Sunday, and we'll get to more basketball next hour.
Pat, thank you so much. Coming up next, by the way, you can go vote on our poll at Maggie and Pearl. How would you describe the 2024 World Series? The Dodgers winning it, the Yankees blowing it, 855-212-4227, and then the future of Ohtani now with his arm definitely, his shoulder, certainly hurt. Maggie and Pearl, we also have some football for you next. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, been talking about this World Series. I'll give you, it's been captivating, even with the Dodgers up 3-0. We've all been into it. We're breaking down every Giancarlo Stanton slide into home. There are very few of those. Rare. And we all found out last night why. He's been the only Yankee who's been doing anything at the plate, really, but I thought to send him on a, you know, single to left field was just a bad decision. Again, the Yankees are losing for a lot of reasons. Would that have been the turning point? But Perloff, to your point, it's not like it's been blowouts either way. All of these decisions feel so monumental, and that was one of them.
What possible difference does it make? There's absolutely no chance he was not going to be left on third based on the way these games have gone.
Yeah, the Yankees can't hit. They can't hit. Yeah. And this is why the Dodgers are beating them.
They've had some chances in the late innings.
Well, Gleyber Torres last night with two on, two out, bottom of the seventh inning, and I feel bad for the guy because the home plate umpire last night was not good, and that ball was basically at his chin, and they called it a strike.
Yeah. I think the Yankees are going to look back at this series and talk about missed opportunities because they're getting into the Dodgers' bullpen, and the Dodgers really aren't hitting well either, so the Yankees have every chance to do this. I also think that the Yankees are saying, if this was 10 games, we win at least 5. It doesn't feel like, there's no reason this should be a sweep at all. The Yankees should have won game one, and then games 2 and 3 have been so incredibly frustrating because the Dodgers give them every possible chance to win these games. The problem is there's a gigantic hole in the middle of your lineup, and it's Aaron Judge.
William is in California. Judge has been completely ineffective. William, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you two?
We're awesome. What do you got on Ohtani?
Well, first I just want to weigh in. Are the Yankees blowing it? No. No, they're not. The Dodgers have basically taken it away from them in every facet of the game. They haven't blown anything. They've left some runners, sure. Dodgers have left runners in every game.
It's true.
Okay? But let me just say that I can't believe that people have amnesia and they don't see the parallels here. Taking your wounded warrior limp into the plate, you know? I'm sure they asked him, can you play? And he says, I get a pitch, I can hit. And they probably said the same thing to Gibson years ago. And he one-armed, you know, a pitch into the right field bleachers off the best reliever in baseball. Okay.
Wait, but William, we already had our Gibson moment. That was the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam.
I'm sorry. We had that moment, okay? But I'm talking sending the wounded warrior up there, okay?
That was Freeman. He's also hurt.
Yeah, but
we already did this. The Gibson, we've saluted Gibson here. You think Ohtani's got a Gibson moment coming too?
Well, I'm saying there's a parallel here. We got a second wounded warrior here, okay? And they did
no.
For no,
let me say this. They did it for no other reason than he's been the man all year, like Gibson was in 88, okay? He is a morale booster. And, of course, the bottom line is somebody looked him in the eye and said, if you get a pitch, and he probably shook his head and said, I can hit it out of here. Listen, I saw this guy hit a 440-foot shot out of Oracle Park to the deepest part of the park this year. This guy is fully capable of one-arming one, similar to Gibson, okay?
I know, but, William, I get it, but I feel like you're being a tiny bit greedy here as a Dodger fan. You already got your big moment with the Wounded Warrior was Freeman.
Freeman's totally killed the Wounded Warrior thing because he's looked, A, healthy, B, dominant. Like, he's destroyed that
But narrative. that was game one, all the parallels. Joe Davis gave it to you on the home run call. Meet Freddie. We've got that one, William. You can't get another one.
No, but wait.
You best hitter on the team.
Hold on 1 sec.
Why
do you guys?
Moments,
sorry, William.
Plural.
1 sec.
Why not have moments plural? Okay.
But we'll see.
Why
Your second moment is going to be actually getting the trophy, William. So you have a second moment coming.
There's no way the Kirk Gibson thing is done. There's no way that Freddie Freeman home run is discussed with Kirk Gibson anymore. He's totally right. Shohei would be Kirk Gibson. Like, Freeman is awesome now. He's going to be the series MVP.
No,
Gibson
had
one pitch in him.
No, but that was the moment.
No, Freeman it's was not hurt. Anymore.
He's just getting healthier, I guess, as the series has gone on. But that is the moment.
No, it wasn't the moment. I totally think about it. It really wasn't a Kirk Gibson moment at the time. And now it's even less of one. Like, I don't think history will ever even make that connection.
But if you can't have the Kirk Gibson moment, has to be in game one.
What? No, it doesn't at all.
But that's the parallels, isn't it?
The game one doesn't matter, right? It could have been any game.
But that's part of the Gibson moment.
But Gibson was so hurt. Freddie Freeman was not hurt like that. That's the difference.
Okay.
Gibson could
it's
really...
It's close enough, guys.
That's part of the call, too. He says, Gibby, meet Freddie, game one of the World Series.
Yes.
But you have to understand, like, Gibson could not have... He could not have grounded... If there was a single to right, they would have been able to throw him out of first. He was limping.
No, I get it, but you can't ask for another moment. EJ didn't want Willis Reed to come limping out at the second half, too. You get a one moment. You get the moment. This is right.
I think what William's trying to say, though, is that, like, Ohtani being out there inspires a team, lifts the team.
Sure.
Even if he doesn't hit a home run, that, like, him being out there is like Kirk Gibson because he's a guy that really shouldn't be out there at all.
Whereas
Freeman can kind of get out there and
but
play
William
a bit.
Is saying he also thinks Ohtani's gonna hit a home run.
Yeah, he did say that too.
So Gibson couldn't, you know, did it one handed, so he did it with the front hand.
Yeah.
That would be I don't know if he can do the Yankee Stadium's pretty short porch. That'd be cool. That would be a real. I didn't like the Freddie Freeman Gibson thing at first, too. It was so different. You have to understand the history of what Gibson did. That dude was injured. Freddie Freeman has been like, maybe I'll play today, maybe I won't.
I don't know. Earlier, I think you're just in the moment, but earlier this postseason, he was very injured.
The Mets series, he was.
He missed
hurt.
A game.
Right.
Yeah,
but he clearly is not injured now.
He's not as injured now.
I mean, what's the story of this playoff going to be? Freddie Freeman's going to win the MVP.
Yeah, he is.
Like, it's not because he Gibsoned it out. It's just because he dominated. How many World Series games in a row has he hit a home run now? What is this record?
Five.
Wow. But by the way, I used to hate Freddie Freeman. Now I like him.
All NL
East teams.
Yeah, I know.
Phillies, Mets, we all. None of us like
Hate Chipper and hate Freddie.
Well, none of them are bigger than the game one Grand Slam yet. I mean, maybe he's got a bigger one in him, but I don't know.
Also, even if Ohtani does hit a home run, you're up 3-0. That's not Kirk Gibson.
No, you're right. And also, you were going against Eck. I mean, that was all time.
Eck is not coming out of the bullpen for the Yankees.
That A's team was so ridiculous.
855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in on the World Series. Are the Yankees blowing it? Are the Dodgers winning it? We also have got some big takeaways from last night's Steelers win over the Giants. Maggie and Perloff.